Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible.
Hi there. Today I'm asking the question, what is sin? What is sin? If you were to look up a definition of sin, you would find it says this: to miss a mark on the way, not to hit the mark. One who keeps missing the mark in his relationship to God is a sinner. It's the picture of the archer trying to hit the target. And unless you hit the bullseye, then you fall short. You have sinned. Psalm 78 in the Bible, though it was written many, many years ago, gives a very graphic biography of sin. Sin is stubborn. It says in Psalm 78 verse 8, that they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright. In other words, sin makes you stubborn, refusing to listen, rebelling against what is right, refusing to set your heart right, not being trusting in God. You know, the Bible tells us that people who are sinners, and that's all of us, in verse 10 of this psalm, they refuse to walk in God's law. They refuse to listen to the voice of God. They refuse to do what God says. Sin actually is to fall short of God's standard. For all have sinned, Romans 3:23 says, and come short of the glory of God. And you know, when we don't trust God, the Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Bible says, if we know to do good but don't do it, it is sin. Sin is an awful thing because it has infiltrated every human heart. The Bible says, by one man, sin came into the world, and death by sin, and so it passed upon all men. Yet there are other sins. Sins are to forget what God has done. Psalm 78 says that they forgot his works. In other words, God has done things in your life. God has shown you kindness, but you didn't trust him. You didn't remember what he said. Sin is also to provoke God, to provoke the Most High. That is to set yourself up against God. Sin is to speak against God, to speak, verse 19 of Psalm 78, they spoke against God. You know, sin is to refuse to trust God, to refuse the knowledge of the truth because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Sin is ongoing, habitual refusal to submit to the authority of God and not to understand who God really is. The Bible says we've all sinned, but the Bible says this: Christ Jesus came into the world to save. You know, he came to save sinners. He came so that our sins might be forgiven. And if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Sin is to fall short, to come short. And I trust today that you might know sins forgiven through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist, through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.